Vision 180's word for today. Helping you live different every day.
The Lord detests the thoughts of the wicked, but gracious words are pure in his sight. Proverbs 15, verse 26. Sometimes we say to people, half joking, try to be good, and if you can't be good, be careful. The idea is that if you decide not to be good, make sure you're clever enough not to get caught. But in reality, our lack of goodness is no laughing matter. In the words of Robert Fitch, ours is an age where ethics has become obsolete. Morality is superseded by science, deleted by philosophy, and dismissed as emotive psychology. It drowns in compassion, evaporates in aesthetics, and retreats before relativism. The usual moral distinctions between good and bad are simply bathed in a maudlin emotion in which we feel more sympathy for the murderer than the murdered, for the adulterer than for the betrayed, and in which we have actually begun to believe that the real guilty party, the one who somehow caused it all, is the victim and not the perpetrator of the crime. Things that were once considered as black or white are now considered as grey. Goodness that used to meet a universal standard is now a matter of personal preference. And the abusive private conduct of an entire stream of politicians, public officials, and other leaders is so constant, we're hardly even shocked anymore. Right about now, you might be thinking, I read this devotional every day to get something that will help me feel good. And today isn't doing it. Well, that's the whole point. In order to feel good, the Bible says you must practice doing good and being good so that you will be a pleasure to God.
The word for today,
as featured in Vision 180 magazine.
Subscribe today at vision180.org.au.
Vision 180.